Stump the Company 1025, 1063 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Today, we are live on this Fireball Hot Take Friday at the Jackalope Brewing Company out here in Wedgewood, Houston at 429 B Houston Street. Because today at 5:30, they've got the unveiling of the Preds Pure Beer Mural. 5:30 right here at Jackalope Brewing Company. Appearances tonight by Nash, the Energy Team, the Preds Foundation, and 20% of Preds beer draft sales today will be donated to the Nashville Predators Foundation. And so they've got all kinds of stuff. They got a Preds playoff pride pickup during the Jackalope's taproom hours tomorrow from 12 to 11 p.m. They got a food truck from 4 to 9. And, of course, they'll be watching the game right here tonight, 7:30 with the puck drop for Preds and the Chicago Blackhawks. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So this morning I was perusing the internet, as I, like many probably at this time of year, are want to do. And I was looking around, you know, who's saying what about the draft? Who's saying this about these rumors? Who's, and ESPN has rumors for all 32 teams. I was really sitting there. I was like, rumors for all 32 teams? That means that they have to have a rumor about the Titans. And they did. Matt Miller, who's one of their NFL draft insiders or analysts or whatever, he's kind of stepped up to the plate more now that Todd McShay has been sent packing. Matt Miller says that the Titans, if Joe Alt is not available at 7, the Titans will be interested in trading down for Olu Fashanu or Talis Fuaga. Now, we haven't heard anything about Fuaga. Really, as far as the Titans are concerned, we've heard about Latham. We've heard, obviously, about Alt. And Fashanu, it seems like ever since they went to the Combine, we haven't heard anything about Olu Fashanu. At the beginning of this, it was like Alt 1A, Fashanu 1B. We haven't heard anything about that. So, again, the rumor is, hey, if Alt's gone, let's say somebody jumps you. Last week in my Mock 1.0, I had the Chicago Bears trading up from the 9th pick to the 5th pick and drafting Joe Alt. Let's say that happens. Well, then they're saying that the Titans want to trade down and take Fashanu or Fuaga. But what is this season called, especially the month of April? What is it referred to as far as the rumors of the NFL draft are concerned? Ian, what do we call this month?
I was going to say tax season, rumor, lying season.
Lying season. So all I think about when I see that Matt Miller says, oh, they'd be interested in trading down, no problem, Fashanu, Fuaga, I'm like, In fact, Todd McShay, who had the same job last year, a week of the draft, had this nugget from the Houston Texans in his column. Quote, this is where it gets interesting at number two. I've spoken to a lot of people around the NFL about the Texans and keep hearing Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud will not be the pick. It could all be a smokescreen, McShay writes. No, duh. But what's the benefit of spreading misinformation if Stroud is the pick? He also wrote at 4 about Indianapolis, quote, the Will Levis Colts buzz is very real, folks. In fact, if Levis is off the board, McShay wrote, I'm not sure what the Colts do. The only information I've heard on them this week is they're interested in Levis. And guys, I know Todd McShay. Todd McShay's not a liar. I'm just going to tell you this right now. But the people talking to Todd McShay were clearly, at that point in time, you guessed it, lying. Why? Because it's in the best interest of these NFL teams to lie. So when I see that the rumor is that the Titans are going to trade down if Alt's off the board, I think, okay, that is not what's happening. Now, they still may trade down, but they're not trading down for Fashanu or Fuaga. So here's my guess of what this all means. Joe Alt at 7 is probably the most likely default option that the Titans have. I think we all know that. If he's gone, the Titans probably aren't looking to trade down for Fashanu or Fuaga. Because again, I believe that this info is bad info this time of the year. They're really probably eyeing either J.C. Latham if they're looking right tackle. We've heard, hey, Titans have liked J.C. Latham. Now we're starting to get to the point in time where it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, we're not hearing anything anymore about J.C. Latham. Or Troy Fautanu, the other left tackle prospect. Guy kind of scares me off a little bit because I think that he might be a guard. And I get scared about the idea of Mel Kiper Jr. saying, this guy reminds me of Zach Martin of the Cowboys, because that's what everybody said last draft about Peter Skoronski. And then the idea of, well, I mean, I think he could be a good tackle, but he'd be a great guard. And then that freaks me out because that's what they've said about Skoronski. And now you've burned the 11th overall pick on a guard, which, again, don't even get me started. But here's what I think is probably going to happen. I think the Titans are telling people, if our guy's not there, we're fine. We'll trade down, which means they probably won't. If Alt's gone, the Titans are probably going to draft Malik Nabers. Or they're going to be in the J.J. McCarthy sweepstakes, and then they're going to hold a bidding war for the quarterback. Because I think we have to assume that no matter what happens, and we're operating under the guise that Alt's gone by the 7th pick. If that's the case, 3 quarterbacks at least are gone. We know that. They're going to go 1, 2, 3. Now, is the smoke real about McCarthy and the Patriots? I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. That's 3 quarterbacks. Then Marvin Harrison's off the board. You know, I saw Albert Breer saying today he thinks Marvin Harrison slips to 6. Maybe, but Marvin Harrison ain't getting past 6. So that's 4 guys now, 3 quarterbacks and Marvin that are gone. In order for Alt to be off the board, Alt has to be gone, which means of the first 5 players, now the Titans will be in position where when their pick comes up, one of the 2 receivers, Nabers or Adunze, or the 4th quarterback will be available. And my guess is the Titans are probably looking at that saying, hey, let's tell everybody, hey, you take our guy, it's not going to bother us at all. Because deep down inside, they want to take their guy. But if they don't take their guy, everyone says, well, we don't have to worry about the Titans because they'll, and the Titans are probably sitting there saying, fine, we'll just take Malik Nabers. Now, that makes me anxious because then I don't know who's going to play left tackle for the Titans. And that I don't necessarily like. But what I think I've learned about the Titans is that they're in a spot where they probably look at Joe Alt being gone as an opportunity more so than, oh no, it's a bad thing. This is the only guy, because it allows them to take the elite touchdown scorer, which is Nabers. It might allow them to get an even bigger haul than the one that I've brought up with Minnesota, where you're trading for the 2 first-round draft choices and you're getting the 4th, but you're giving up 38. If McCarthy's there, and that's within striking distance where Denver and the Raiders can start floating out next year's 1 in order to get up and make that move, maybe that makes Minnesota say, okay, fine, we'll give you the 2 ones, and we won't even take 38 back. But the last thing I think that's going to happen, it's like a parlay, right? There's a lot of things that could happen if Alt's not there. But the thing that I find the least likely is the info that's coming out that the Titans would be looking at a trade down for Fashanu or Fuaga. And the only reason why I think that is the least likely thing to happen is because we are too close to the draft. When rumors start coming out this time of year, I say to myself, forget about it. Just completely dismiss it. It's not real. And what will happen is these insiders, whether it's Schefter, Rappaport, or Diana, or Charles, or whoever, these insiders will be told something. And they'll be convinced that they're being told the truth. And so, again, as Floyd used to always tell me, a reporter has one job. Ian, what's a reporter's job?
To report.
So if the general manager of the New England Patriots, Elliot Wolf, if he's telling a reporter, hey, we're going to draft Marvin Harrison with the 3rd pick, what is the reporter supposed to do? He's supposed to report. So he's going to say, well, I'm hearing that the Patriots are really going three. And then every team in the league has to sit there and say, okay, what if this happens? What not? What? So when the Titans are putting it out there, or at least sources are telling Matt Miller that the Titans are looking at a trade down for Fuaga or Fashanu, it makes me think that the Titans are absolutely not thinking of doing that, which then leads me to wonder, is Fashanu off their board? Or maybe not off their board, but do they not like Fashanu? Fuaga, we haven't talked a lot about him. We haven't really talked a lot about right tackle because left tackle is more important. But that's the thing now. If the name that's getting put out there is Fuaga, that's one thing. But Fashanu, you know, that's a big name around here. So that's how we're starting. Again, Todd McShay, the week of the draft. The one thing I can tell you, the Houston Texans are not taking C.J. Stroud. When it comes to Indy, if they don't take Will Levis, I don't know what they're going to do. And you know what happened last year. Folks, welcome to Lying Season. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to weigh in today on the program, 615-737-1025. And there was another person who floated out another rumor that makes me think that almost 99% confirms that I think this Matt Miller rumor is coming from the Titans, which makes me think that it's not true. We'll do that next. Stillman and Company, we are live again at the Jackalope Brewery, where once again today, that's 429 B Houston Street, the ribbon cutting and the unveiling of the Preds Pure Beer mural. Why do I keep screwing that up? It's not like I don't know the word beer. The unveiling of the Preds Beer mural at 5:30 right here at Jackalope Brewing Company. Come on out and, of course, watch the game tonight, 7:30. Here as well. Let's talk about FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app. It needs to be yours too. It's almost playoff time in the NBA, the NHL, and baseball is in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single one of those games. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That is $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/JGM and make your first bet an automatic win. That's FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook, and of course, my official sportsbook app. 21 and over in present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issue is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Yeah. Let's say the Chicago Bears are enamored with Joel Jr. They pick at number nine. And I'll just throw a trade out there. The Bears move up to number six in a deal with the New York Giants, and they select Joel Jr. My question for you is, sitting there at seven, if you're the Titans, is there another tackle that you consider, I don't want to even say worthy because that's difficult, but as far as the draft goes, that has that type of earmark to it? Or is this at a point where, if Rand Carthen had indeed targeted Joe Alt Jr. and now he's off the board, or Joe Alt, then what is the situation there? Is he moving out because there could be value at the tackle position in the early teens, maybe even a little bit later than that? What, you know, is there anyone else that we can talk about here being worthy of that number seven pick?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. And obviously I can't speak for Rand Carthen and his scouting department, but to me, it comes down to, if you're not going, if Joe Alt's not available and you still want to have a tackle, I think the guys that are in consideration there, Olu Fashanu, the tackle from Penn State, and Talise Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State.
Okay, that was Charles Davis on SiriusXM NFL Radio. And Ian, help me out here. So Matt Miller at ESPN says that if Alt's off the board, he hears the Titans are looking to trade down for Fashanu and Fuaga. And now Charles Davis doesn't work at ESPN. I don't know if he knows Matt Miller. I don't know how well he would know Matt Miller, but they're not two guys who paths I see crossing very often, Charles Davis and Matt Miller. And Charles Davis just immediately answers, I think that was Alex Marvez right there, just immediately answers Alex Marvez's question by saying, well, if you want to go tackle, the guys you can go with are Olu Fashanu and Talise Fuaga out of Oregon State. Like, wait a minute, what? So now one guy's saying those two players, and now Charles Davis is saying those two players. Does that not seem fishy to anybody else? And here's what I know about Rand Carthon. I know Rand Carthon has taken a liking to former players in his orbit. So guys that used to play for the Titans, Rand has become buddy-buddy with. Guys that have played in the NFLs, buddy-buddy with. And Charles Davis calls Titan preseason games. And so I think there's probably a direct line there. And again, Charles Davis, it wasn't like, I mean, again, we've talked about offensive tackle for the last 4 months, maybe even longer than that. And the other options, I didn't hear Charles Davis or Matt Miller mention J.C. Latham. And that's a guy the Titans brought in this week for a visit. So if Charles Davis also thinks that the second options are alt or two alt are Fashanu and Fuaga, do we really think that it's a coincidence that one of the ESPN draft geeks and Charles Davis highlighted the exact same people? And it takes me, again, what this does, forget about Fuaga because I don't really care about Fuaga. It makes me wonder if Fashanu's off their board. Like, if there's something about Olu Fashanu, maybe it is the baby hands. Like, I know that you guys get all worked up every time somebody goes to the combine and they don't run a fast enough 40. And then you tell me that I don't care how fast a guy runs in his underwear. I won't see a guy with his pads on. And every time I'm like, look, that's great. But I used to do the show with an old football general manager and he cared about that stuff. Like, you could say it didn't matter, but I'll tell you, a guy who used to make these picks, he cared about that stuff. And so Fashanu goes to the combine, they measure out the baby hands, and all of a sudden it's like, we don't hear much about them, and now the Titans are telling people, oh, yeah, we'll just trade down for Olu Fashanu. And again, if the Titans are telling people they'll trade down for Olu Fashanu, then the one thing that I almost feel certain is going to happen is that they are not going to trade down for Olu Fashanu. And if they're not going to trade down for Olu Fashanu and they're just immediately going to rule that out, that means he's either off their board or they don't think of him as highly as everybody else does, where everybody sees him as like a top 14 prospect. And then it makes me wonder, okay, who are the guys they're really hiding here? If they're telling Charles Davis, and again, I think this is Rand, I think it is a direct line, just knowing how Rand has taken to former players like Charles Davis, I wonder if Rand has said, hey, these are the two guys, these are the three guys we really like. Alt, because everybody knows you like Alt. Alt, Fuaga, and Fashanu. And then everybody starts talking about Fashanu and Fuaga, and really, they like Amarius Mims out of Georgia. Or really, they like J.C. Latham out of Alabama. That's what I'm starting to think about. Again, these two dudes, and maybe they're best buddies, and I don't know anything. No way of connecting it. Like Hal Gill and A.J. Molesko, and how they're best buddies. And you wouldn't know that if you didn't know it. Like, maybe they're best, but I don't think they're best buddies. And again, Charles Davis literally just said the exact same thing Matt Miller said. And I don't think Charles Davis is waking up every morning going to ESPN.com to see what Matt Miller wrote. So it makes me think they might be out on Fashanu, which I find to be a little surprising, just given what we've heard about Fashanu. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com at 615-737-1025. We are live again from the Jackalope Brewing Company out here at 429 B Houston Street for the ribbon cutting and the unveiling of the Preds Beer Mural 530 today. Adam in Portland is going to kick us off on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Thank you for calling and waiting. Go ahead, Adam.
Man, I think you're too paranoid. I think you're going to make the best old guy in the world, like the conspiracy theorist, the old guy who thinks that just everybody and every system in the world is lying to us and he's figured it out, like he knows the insider trades. And
you think they're telling the truth this time of year?
No, but posturing is a thing. It doesn't mean you're a liar or a piece of crap just because you posture a little bit. Like, no,
did I say that?
How hard would you hit these people if they were like, hey, we're picking Joe Alt, and then we never hear anything except Joe Alt's name at 7? You're not supposed to. Like, you're not supposed to know the
plan.
I've heard it ramp up in your voice the last couple of weeks too. Like, I figured these guys out, and you do it this time of year. You get so paranoid where you're like, everybody here's a liar. But and I heard Floyd that day when
everybody
he was like,
everybody this hey, time yeah, of year is lying. Liars.
I get it that they're all, but it doesn't make them like. I think you just feel like you got like a
did,
leg up
Adam,
on these dudes when it's
Adam,
not.
Adam, hush
hey,
for a second.
Dude.
Did I say that? Did I say that it makes them bad guys for lying this time of year when everybody's lying 2 weeks ahead of the draft?
No, but I don't necessarily think it's lying, man. That's the point.
It is like, absolutely not- lying. It's poker. That's what it is. Thank you, Adam. It's absolutely what it is. It's poker. It's like they're trying to make you think that they've got a hand. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. You don't know. And if a poker player lies at the table about what he has, I'm not going to sit there and think, boy, I'll tell you, he violated one of the Ten Commandments. God is going to smite him. I don't think that. That's business. This is the NFL. Again, I told you, Todd McShay reported last year what he was hearing. And again, he goes to all the, you know, he goes to the combine, and he goes to the pro days when he was at ESPN. He goes to all these things, and he's talking to scouts, and he's talking to personnel directors. He's talking to GMs. And he's like, the thing I've heard is that the Indianapolis Colts are taking Will Levis no matter what. And Ian, did I not say last year that I knew they wanted Richardson over Levis, not because of any sourcing, but just because of how much ESPN kept reporting that they wanted Will Levis?
Sounds about right.
They just kept saying, I'm like, okay, every ESPN reporter is like, they love Will Levis. Because the Colts told them they loved Will Levis. Well, why would the Colts tell everybody they love Will Levis? Because they like Anthony Richardson. And what they don't want to do is they don't want to have to trade up to number two or number three in order to wait to get Richardson. But if somebody knows they love Richardson, somebody may try to jump them. And they don't want that. And so it's not a knock on your character if you lie this time of year. And it's not paranoia. It's not conspiracy theories. It's none of that. It's the reality of the lead up to the NFL draft. I mean, Mel Kiper Jr. talks about it all the time about things he's hearing. I mean, I'm hearing it right now, and I just don't know what to believe and what not. That's the point. Floyd told me a story that one time he got a call, and it was Chris Berman, Boomer. And Boomer called him, and he picked up the phone. And I guess he was at a hotel somewhere. Boomer was at the same, maybe it was the combine. I don't know. Boomer calls at his hotel phone, picks up the phone, and Boomer starts asking him, is it true that you really, really are thinking about trading out of this pick? And Floyd realizes right away that Chris Berman had called the wrong person. And he says, well, I'm not sure exactly. What else are you hearing? And Boomer talks a little bit more. And then finally, Boomer says, is this Dan Reeves, or is this Mike Shanahan, or is this whoever the hell he starts? Floyd goes, no, it's Floyd Reese. He said, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, by the way, what are you thinking about? Like, that's the trade. You know, the late, great John Clayton, Floyd used to always say he had the best information. And what he meant by that was that John Clayton was the guy who was probably able to extract the most truth full information out of all these guys. And so he would trust John a little bit more than other guys. And look, I've said all kinds of stuff about Rand Carthon, about not believing whether or not he's a good general manager. This is not going to change my opinion. You guys getting mad at me like you always do. But let me say this. If Rand Carthon was lying to every person out there right now, I wouldn't have one problem with it. In fact, I'd encourage it. That's the job. So don't call up all mad being like, oh yeah, you're saying they're liars. Everybody lies this time of year. That's the point. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. So I hear a lot of talk about people saying, you know, well, you know, Will Levis, what's he got to do to be a leader? And what's he got to, you know, all this like, you know, TV talk kind of stuff. But I heard a former NFL general manager break down Levis. And he said the one thing that Will Levis absolutely, positively needs to figure out how to do, and this is the $200 million question. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, we are live today, hanging out here at the Jackalope Brewery again, once again, at 5:30. The Preds beer mural will be unveiled. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Sunday for coverage of the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Coverage will begin at 1:30 with the race starting at 2:30. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com.
Just from what I've seen so far, and again, I'm still learning Will every day that goes on, but he's got an intensity and an intent to every time he walks in the building. That's, I think you see that in his play. When you watch him play, you see that intensity, that fire that he's got. That's not manufactured. That's how he is. He's got a way about him that is driven. I think he wants to be a great player, and he puts the requisite work in. That part's been fun to see. Just as you see him in the off season, he went out to California to work with some people. He's very determined to improve his game, and I think that part, you have that part, you got a chance to do a lot of really cool things. But I've seen that from him in this early portion. He is front and center. He takes notes. He asks questions. He does all the things you'd want to see early in the process of a guy that's trying to improve his game and get better.
So far, so good. That was Brian Callahan talking about the Titans signal caller, which, by the way, somebody texted in and was like, Will Levis is at the Masters. I'm like, okay, so whatever. But I do think it's funny because a lot of people are like trying. Everybody wants to know whether or not Will Levis is going to be the guy. That's all everybody wants to know. And there may be like little ways, you know, do you think he's got the leadership? Because that's a box that has to be checked. Do you think he's got this? Do you think he's got, but really everybody wants to know, can Will Levis be the guy? And the people that are still turned off by the mayonnaise and the coffee, they will not watch him play. They will not adjust their opinions at all. And that's fine. Who gives a rat's ass what they think? But I really want to know, okay, what does Levis have to do in order to make it? You know, we know the Titans have to do their part, right? They have to get a line to block for him. They've got to get a coach that knows quarterback play. It looks like they've got one, but a coach that can teach him, that can get through to him. They got to get some receivers for him to catch the ball. They went out and got Calvin Ridley, which was good. Maybe they add another receiver for him. They got to do their part. But then there's what Levis has to do. And there's the choices that Levis has to make, right? Like the commitment to the team, which it sounds like he's made. But then there are the things that you can work as hard as possible, and either you get it or you don't. And Bill Polian, former NFL general manager, Hall of Fame Bill Polian, was on SiriusXM NFL Radio, and he was asked what these second-year quarterbacks need to do. For instance, he said that Bryce Young needs to work on his footwork, and that the first thing he said Levis needs to do is not take all those hits in the running game, which I agree with. But here's what he said Levis really, truly needs to be able to do in order to take the next step.
I think his mechanics are fine. He needs a little bit better timing and footwork, but I think that'll come. And then he didn't play enough last year to learn how to recognize defenses and blitzes. I keep coming back to blitzes. Not enough people focus on this. Recognition of the blitz is what the quarterback has to do. It's critical. Otherwise, he's going to get himself killed. That's he's right. Going to get sacked, and he's going to turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the first couple of times they get sacked, they say, whoa, enough is enough.
That
the ball
hurt.
Is coming out fast. And once that happens, now interceptions follow as sure as night follows day.
No doubt. You
have to learn to recognize the blitz and get into the right protection and get into the right play.
Okay. Is he going to be able to do that? I don't know. That's your $300 million question. If Will Levis can do that, if he can get out there and he can read the blitz and he can look and say, okay, this guy's dropping here, this guy's going there, that's going to be open. If he can do that, he's going to be a franchise quarterback because he's got the talent, he's got the work ethic. I mean, I sat down with him at the Super Bowl. I can tell you this, he's a good kid. You know, he needs to chill out a little bit, You know, sometimes I watch him throw the football in these games when the game starts to get out of reach, like that Pittsburgh game at the end or Tampa Bay, you know, when they started to pull ahead, and he's like, I got to get it all back on one play. And he's got to chill out with that. That should come with experience. But whether or not he can pick up the blitz and he can stand in the shotgun or he can stand under center and see something and go, that's the guy right there. That is the difference between him being a $300 million quarterback and him being a guy that, you know, it's too bad it didn't work out. And I don't have the answer to whether or not he's going to do that. And I think they've got the right coach for him to be able to help him learn these things. But just because Brian Callahan knows how to do it doesn't mean that he'll be able to transfer that knowledge into Will Levis in live time. You know, my parents spent about a week at my house this past winter. They were doing some work on their house, and so they spent a week at my house. I do not have DirecTV, which they have, but I do have the DirecTV app. So I, you know, they logged in with their credentials, and so they're, I showed my mom how to use the DirecTV app. Within about 3 hours, I think I left for work and came back after the show, and my mom was a wizard on the DirecTV app. She was like basically a blackjack dealer, you know, just spitting the cards out, getting to the next channel, record this, move that, everything. I've shown my dad 800 times how to use the DirecTV app. And every time he stares at me with these dead ass eyes, like, okay, so now how do I get back? I'm like, been over this 1,000 times, and I love my dad, and he's no dummy, but I just in my heart feel like he's never truly going to be able to grasp the DirecTV app. The blitz with a quarterback sometimes can be the same thing. Now, I think Levis is smart enough to be able to figure this stuff out, because everybody I've talked to says he is. You know, Liam Cohen, who was his offensive coordinator at Kentucky, he told me that Levis is a great student and that Levis's academic advisor from Penn State came to Indianapolis to watch him throw in the combine. So it gives me hope. But those are the answers that nobody knows. And everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know whether or not Levis is the guy. Because if the answer is going to be no, then it's like, well, let's not waste any more time. Let's go get somebody else. Let's do this. And if he is the guy, then it's like, all right, build this team around him and let's get excited and let's. And the reality is in the NFL, it takes time to find out. Polian also talked about his, you know, his, how long it takes for a quarterback to develop. And it's funny because I've talked about this a lot, about how Floyd talked about the 5-year plan. Polian has something very similar. It's not exactly the same, but Polian says year one for a quarterback, they just got to be able to get in and out of the huddle, right? Like, hey, man, can you play quarterback within the 40 seconds, get the play call in there and do what the coach tells you to do and get the guys lined up and everything else, which is a lot more complicated than it probably looks. Year two, he's got to start to read the defenses. And again, that comes back to the blitz. You know, the coach can put in the play, but if they've dialed up a blitz, you got to see that. And the coach may not be able to tell you that ahead of time. Like, it may be out there. You better see it and you better check to it or else you're going to get crushed. Year three, Polian says, you have to learn to use the offensive players you have. And he used Mahomes as an example, saying he learned very quickly, okay, throw the ball deep to Tyreek, get the ball short to Kelce. You know, at some point, Levis is going to have to learn, okay, this is what he does well. This is what he does well. That's year three. Year four is learning how to attack the defense. So using your eyes, tricking defenses, you know, not just taking what they give you, but exploiting them. And then year five is running the whole show, where you can get them in and out of the huddle. You can work the play. You can come up with the game plan. You can sit there and say, okay, all right, if they're going to line up in this, then we're going to check to that. You know, basically holding guys accountable, saying, I want you to do this. I need you to do that. That's year five. Well, right now, Levis is at the stage where he's got to be able to read the defenses. And if anybody's going to tell you, oh, he can do it, then they're wrong. Just as the guys that are mad about the mayonnaise in the coffee and think, no, he sucked at Kentucky. He's a bum. Those guys are wrong, too. There's no way to know. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025 here on our program. We'll get to your phones. Again, we are live today at the Jackalope Brewery, where they are at 5:30 unveiling the brand new Preds beer mural. So be very excited about that. Apparently, this collaboration came about at their annual Peach Yourself party last July, and the Preds Foundation was their nonprofit of the month of July. Every month, Jackalope has a nonprofit that they donate 20% of their draft beer sales to. And they asked if they wanted to be involved in this day, which they decided they did. So you got the Preds beer and everything else. So be excited about that. 615-737-1025. Let's talk about Window Nation. That's right. I had Window Nation out to my home and I got the free in-home estimate. And I said, tell me what windows I need to have upgraded. They said, your windows are fine. And at that moment, I learned that this was a very trustable company, because if they were going to come into my home and they were going to take time out of their day and they weren't going to make a sale out of it because it was in the best interest of me and my home, that's how I know you can trust them. And with April being here, if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out the pollen and the bugs, talk to my friends at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two windows free. And there is no limit on how much you could save. Plus, you could save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With that proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat those national brands. So do not miss out. Again, for every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two free and no interest, no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Let's talk about football just a little bit. And it was so fun to watch you have success in your first season as an NFL quarterback. The Titans have done some really nice things to surround you for success next season. A coaching change, though, some things will be different. What's your outlook going into next year?
It's exciting. It's really, really cool. I mean, an opportunity to really make my mark as a leader, too, which is exciting. New offense to learn, which is something, you know, I've done in the past that I just got to grind and, you know, get down. And other than that, it's, you know, being the guy in the locker room that I need to be and bringing everyone together to make sure that, you know, with this new staff and the new additions that we're making and that our ownership is, you know, the decisions they're making and what they see going forward with the team. It's really, really exciting and excited to do my job.
There you go. That was Will Levis at the Masters today. Very well said. You know, I'm excited to be a leader here. I'm excited to, you know, that's good TV talk. I think the thing that I'm thinking about when it comes to Will Levis, what I'm excited to see out of him, is I'm excited to see whether or not Will Levis makes the jump where he really eliminates some of the stupid stuff from last year. You know, and I think one of the stupider things, you know, the way that he risks his body, that's got to stop. That is a conscious choice. That is very easy. There is a, hey, just calm down. You know, the idea of like, let's see Levis and whether or not he can lead and all that'll come. And I think Brian Callahan did a great job this week of kind of articulating like Levis got to do his job. And by doing his job, then that will show that he can lead. In fact, I think most leadership qualities to me, this is what a leader is when somebody is young and developing. A young leader leads by example, where it's like that guy just goes out and busts his tail to the point that everybody says, man, that guy is relentless. Guy's working so hard, which it sounds like that's what Levis is. Not walks in day one's like, all right, guys, I'm quarterback. That's not what you do. You can do that if you're a veteran and you've got the skins on the wall. And even then, you still got to perform or else you're Russell Wilson. But I do think that kind of, you know, it's just showing up every day and putting in the work. And then at that point, if you get things right, you can hold others accountable. But I think that was more just kind of generic talk than it was about, yeah, I'm really excited to get into how Brian Callahan wants us to try to attack this kind of front kind of talk. One texter says, I might be wrong, but I feel like Levis did a pretty good job at reading defenses last year, too. I mean, he wasn't perfect, but he wasn't horrible at all. On top of the story of him studying the hell out of the playbook in his hotel room last year, I think he should be fine. I disagree. I do not think Levis did a great job of reading defenses. And just some examples that came to the top of my mind, the Pittsburgh game, you know, once he got on his heels there at the end of the first half, Like, they took the ball out of his hands because he was making some bad decisions. And then when they got to the point where the Steelers took the lead and they had to throw the ball, you know, Levis threw almost two interceptions, one in which DeAndre Hopkins kept out of, you know, harm's way with a great defensive back play by DeAndre. Then there was a ball that should have been intercepted in the end zone. And then the next throw was intercepted in the end zone. And it's like, dude, you got to read that better. Like, you can't just YOLO ball it because you want to. I mean, the Dolphins dropped the defensive lineman on him that ended up with a pick six. And then Levis, when the guy was in the end zone, decided to lower his shoulder into a 330 pounder and just out of frustration, fire one on the guy. And again, that can get you hurt. That's the stupid stuff that needs to go. I mean, I don't think Levis is a dummy by any stretch of the imagination. And I think Levis will pick this stuff up. But to sit there and say, like, oh, I think he already reads defense as well. I don't think so. But I don't think he's supposed to do that. One texter says Lloyd Cushenberry should help him evaluate these kind of things dealing with the defenses. I agree. This is where we are in the stage of Will Levis's development. Right now, the Tennessee Titans owe it to Will Levis to do everything possible in order to help him. And whether that is by getting him a Calvin Ridley that can run so he can throw the ball down the field, as opposed to some of the guys, you know, that, well, Treylon Burks, you know, that's a 4.55, right? NWI, he can't run. Like, get him a guy that can run so that he can unleash the cannon. That helps him. Get him a center that isn't 270 pounds. That will help him. I think right now that's what all these things are. And then once Levis becomes that guy, if he becomes that guy, then you pay him $200 million. Now it's his job to carry the team, which is exactly where Josh Allen, for instance, that's where Josh Allen is right now. Stephon Diggs ain't there anymore. The veteran center was making $11 million. They didn't want to pay him. They said, oh no, we can take this young guy and make him the center. Well, now that's Josh Allen's job to get the center on the right page. They're going to draft a receiver in the first round. It's Josh Allen's job to get that guy to be a big time player. That's how this entire thing works. Just like when it comes to the Chiefs, like, now it's Mahomes' job. Like, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of bums. It's your job to get them to work. One texter says, we have no idea how Levis will work out, but I don't see him as a starting NFL quarterback. Looking at the totality of his work, my guess is another injury game in five and out for the season. I think Mariota is beginning to look better than Will Levis. See, that's just somebody who's already made up their mind. Like, Ian, I was all in on Anthony Richardson, right?
Sure, yeah.
Told you I would have traded up for the number Loved one him. Pick last year for Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson got hurt last year. I have no idea. You know, I see these rankings and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Anthony Richardson is the 13th best quarterback. And I'm like, how do you know that? And so I want to be right, but I have no idea if Anthony Richardson is going to make it or not. I have no idea if Anthony Richardson is ever going to learn to take care of himself or if he thinks he's going to be able to run the ball like he's in college. So when you tell me when it comes to Levis that you know he's not going to work, I'm going to push back on that. And when you tell me that you know Levis is going to be a superstar, I'm going to push back on that. Because there is no way to know. We are at that juncture, right? It's like somebody has a newborn. I think he's going to go to Harvard. There is no way for you to know that. 615-737-1025. Kentucky's hired a basketball coach. And while that's great, and Kentucky fans last night were going crazy at the news that they had hired Mark Pope, I am way more excited about the brewing feud that I think may be the story of the SEC, maybe the story of college basketball. We'll do that next here on Stillman & Company. Score big with Lee Company this spring and the Nashville Predators in the 10K Power Play Giveaway. Enter for a chance to win a Kohler home generator or $10,000 towards Lee Company Home Services. Go to leecompany.com/giveaway to enter. That's leecompany.com/giveaway. And all entries are accepted until Saturday, April 20th.